Well, howdy, folks. Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And don't get too excited yet. You don't have me for a whole solo health show today. Ted's getting some stuff done. He'll be here in a few minutes here on the show. But I just wanted to encourage you guys. Thank you for the positive emails. The last week or so, I've had a lot of people, not necessarily encouraging emails, but bringing stuff up on health topics that you guys are learning and, you know, basically kind of informing me and sending me different links. And I like a lot of that because that shows me, at least I take it as a positive, man. It shows me that people are getting more proactive. You're learning, other people learning, you're forwarding and content, you're forwarding shows out, and that's how we grow, and that's also how we continue to keep everybody as educated as we possibly can on these topics to keep people strong and healthy and continually get the truth out there. Because as we talked about yesterday on the show, there is so much fake news out there that it's very difficult to determine what's real and what's false, what's AI and what's theater, what's propaganda, and the list goes on. And so we really do the best we can on this show every day to bring you guys updated truth that's real news, health research, and all around world news every single day. So thank you for supporting us on the show. And you guys voted, it won the product of the week. And look at like that. He magically appeared when the Ultimate Multiple showed up. It just doesn't get any better than that, does it?
My watch said I was a minute early, and I'm not. I'm a minute late. Well, I guess you about it. This thing said.
I thought you had something going on. I thought you were at some of the pool or something.
No, I was down. They were rewelding the pickets on my gate. I just saw them.
Oh, nice.
And they broke from the metal fatigue. In Florida, when we have a hurricane, you got to disconnect your gates, you got to disconnect the arms, you got to sandbag the gates, and I didn't do that on the last
150
time.
Mile an hour winds have a tendency,
and it just sat there all night and shook. And I've broken a bunch of pickets, and
bunch of welds,
trying to get somebody to come fix it. It's been months trying to get that done. So I ran down to the lake and ran back up here. I thought to myself, well, I got time. And
well, at least you got some cardio in this morning.
Hey, oh, at least I'm waiting right now. That's good.
I was about to say, you probably don't need a purple stick. I'm about to make some fit food here in a second. But yeah, you guys voted it. It won product of the week, Ultimate Multiple without iron capsules. This product honestly doesn't need much of an introduction. You guys already know what it is. I've talked about it so many times, and most of you guys have already tried it. If you haven't, this is our Ultimate Multiple formula in capsule form. And also, too, be sure to vote for what we have coming up later on that's updated on the site as far as for you being able to go in and see what other products you want to vote for next week. But for right now, Ultimate Multiple on sale for over 15% off. And make sure, tell you guys this every day, make sure you're checking out the healthmastersbrewershow.com. This is where you find on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Gab, Spotify, Rumble, and the list goes on. Has a full breakdown of what's on the show. Also has show notes and related products that are on here as well. And so that's why I continually get the truth out there to you guys. And make sure you guys are having the ultimate access to the highest quality supplements in the world on top of that.
Oh, by the way, we have a story here. And, hang on, I got to turn it off. It's Whoopi Goldberg.
Now, what's she doing now?
I don't like Whoopi Goldberg. I don't. Now, I liked her when she played Guy on Star Trek.
Guy.
Okay? And I liked her in Sister Act. I did. But, you know.
I need water for a shake.
Pardon me?
I need water for a shake. You got this?
Yeah, I got this.
Okay, you got this?
I may go off on a tangent somewhere. I may sneak on a tangent when he walks away. And what's funny is she's now claiming that Operation Epic Fury is a purposeful distraction from Epstein and the Nancy Guthrie kidnapping. Now, the Nancy Guthrie kidnapping, we talked about that several years ago. You know, her daughter had done, you know, a show on and interviewed different Epstein survivors. And so that links directly back to it. And it's funny because Whoopi wanted to use Epstein's jet, according to the news that was released. So, you know, so there's kind of like talking out of both sides of her mouth. But the reality is, I can't say she was involved with him as far as all the rest of the weird stuff. But, you know, if somebody's got a jet they're loaning out to people, it's kind of a nice thing to loan out to somebody if you really want to do it. The problem is he had a big jet. He had a 727. I think burned a lot of fuel. So somebody had to pay for the fuel. That's just funny. I've got a friend of mine who's got a jet. And every once in a while, you know, he'll pick me up and we'll go somewhere in or do something with it, or he'll give me a ride somewhere. And I always tell him I'll pay for the fuel. And I just kind of, I just kind of grit my teeth and go, oh, gosh, I wonder what the fuel's going to be for this thing. But it's a small plane. But the reality is that, you know, she's been involved with Epstein. She knows Epstein. And now she's saying they're using this war in the Middle East to cover it up. Now, somebody else asked me this morning, you know, what in the world's going on with Jeffrey, you know, with Jared Kushner. Now, we had to deal with that whack bag the whole first term with Trump.
Oh, he's still very operational.
Oh, no. And now Trump is saying that one of the reasons that he attacked Iran was because Kushner basically told him that the United States was in on the verge of an imminent attack by Iran, which is simply not true. And so now he's listening to Kushner. He's got all.
So is he like backtracking now, kind of scapegoating this, like trying to deflect it?
You know,
is he still owning it?
You know, here's the thing. It's just this guy asked me, he goes, who in the heck is Jared Kushner? No position except being Jewish. Why is he doing what he's doing? What position is he in? Now, think about that. You know, I mean, yeah, I know that sounds.
But no, you got a valid point. Do you remember when we elected him?
No.
I don't remember him being on a ballot.
It's a shocking new report shows that Trump started the war with Iran because Jared Kushner told him to. Because Jared was too stupid to understand what the Iranians were offering. Donald Trump has casually revealed that his primary source on Iranian intentions wasn't the host of intelligence agencies at his disposal. It was his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Based on what Jared told me, I thought Iran would attack us, Trump said. This is how a nuclear-armed superpower launched an illegal war under Trump. Not on rigorous briefings from career analysts who spend their lives tracking adversarial capabilities, but on Jared Kushner's personal hunch. Normal presidents have the National Security Council, daily briefs, and expert assessments. Trump has family dinner table options. Maybe Eric can help on Epstein scandal, but I doubt it. You know, and the guy said that to me this morning. I just started laughing.
What this is right here, let me explain this to you guys real quick. You guys understand psychological warfare. This is theatrical deflection. What they're doing now is they're trying to find somebody that can't take any accountability and can't be terminated and can't be really held in contempt or anything and say, this is the reason why this has happened now. Jared Kushner can't be impeached. Jared Kushner is a ghost. He doesn't exist in the White House.
Maybe the Antichrist, Austin.
Well, no, he's not an appointed individual. No. He's just there all the time.
Wait, the Bible.
There's no accountability for
it. The Bible's going to say he's going to be a Jew who doesn't like women. Okay, well, basically he's gay and he's Jewish. And
Jared looks pretty gay. Yeah. Anyways, but
no, let me finish. I got one more paragraph. Yeah. Three. I had somebody call me up yesterday. Said, you know, we realize that you don't like going over stuff. About this stuff that we know about because you've done it so many times, but you've got a lot of new listeners. And so you need to kind of every once in a while give them a little synopsis. Okay, here's what the post is saying. The real picture, according to senior officials briefing reporters on Saturday, was that they told Trump, his senior officials, that they could possibly get a stronger Iranian nuclear deal than the last one, but it would take some time. They also exposed Kushner and team's numerous misunderstandings of the issues. Their failure to bring U.S. government nuclear Iranian experts to recent talks and their simultaneous negotiations on Ukraine and Russia. Why the rush? Why did Kushner push this? Trump insisted they decide quickly whether a deal was possible or it should, in effort, be abandoned to support Bibi Netanyahu's set timetable. That's what Rubio said, remember? The result, the entire world is in upheaval, dead troops, surging gas prices, tanks or stocks tanking, all because of Kushner's vibes. This isn't a strategy. It's incompetence combined with nepotism, rush diplomacy, and a war by family feel. If Trump's basing his Iranian war on Jared Kushner's gut instincts and feelings instead of actual intelligence, has you furious like me share this foolish recklessness? Now, here's my response to my friend Eddie who said that. He said, who in the heck is he? And I said, here you go. Kushner is a dual Israeli citizen, Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan, piece of garbage. He could be the Antichrist. There. So now we've got this garbage going on like we did the first term. Austin, Trump got so much blowback in the first term because of Ivanka and his daughter and Jared Kushner in the White House. And now here he is going to war over this unbelievably effeminate Jew who basically says, go in there and attack Iran now.
He's not. This has nothing to do with Kushner. Nothing to do with Kushner at all. Kushner's a ghost behind the scenes doing the bidding for what Israel wants to do. Nobody wants to address the fact that Israel is now repeatedly using white phosphorus white phosphorus incendiaries on Beirut for the last week in all the residential
and
suburbs.
And the phosphorus is coming from Monsanto and Bayer, and they had their massive increase in production of glyphosate. There you go.
There are now reported 780,000 civilians displaced out of Beirut now that have nowhere to go.
This exact
Beirut is getting leveled.
It's what they did in Dresden with incendiaries.
Have you heard anybody talk about a conflict in Beirut and Lebanon?
Nope.
Zero. Right at the start of the Iranian conflict, Israel said, we believe Hezbollah is launching missiles from Beirut. We're launching a full-scale operation. I covered this. A full-scale operation on Beirut. Now, let me give you guys a little geographical lesson right here, because a lot of people miss this part.
And show us the map.
Yeah, I'll show you guys the map on this. Give me camera four, Rich. This right here is the Middle East. This is Lebanon, as you see. This is Beirut. This is Jerusalem and Israel down here. This is Gaza that they've completely leveled now. Beirut is up here. This is Lebanon. Now, there has been alleged conflicts between Hezbollah, they have said, launching rockets over into Israel. So Israel said, oh, well, why we're in the middle of a conflict of launching an attack on Iran, we might as well go in and level Beirut. They said there's 500,000 civilians on the coast in Beirut. They said you have 24 hours to evacuate the city.
Impossible.
We are leveling the city, which they have been doing operationally now. If you've watched the videos, I'll show
and
you.
By the way, and we've paid for it.
They're carpet bombing Beirut right now. Mm-hmm. Been carpet bombing using white phosphorus.
Burn it.
White phosphorus burns everything. It burns over 3,000 degrees. It melts everything.
You can't put it out.
Mm-hmm. In human beings, it's unbelievably insane what it does to them. It will burn straight through tissue, straight through bone. It doesn't stop. It is basically banned by all acts of war. Can't be used on civilians anymore because of how dangerous it is. They have been using that for the last week. Nothing lives. Just put it that way. Okay. Now, back to my map. Camera four. Okay. Beirut, Lebanon. Back up. All right. You got Syria. You got Iraq. You got Jordan. I'll keep backing up. Ah, you got Saudi Arabia. Ah, yes. There we go. There's Iran way over here. We've got Iran. We got the Strait of Hormuz. We got Tehran, which is where a lot of the launches and the attacks have gone towards this area. Oh, and way over here, this is Beirut. So while everybody's watching Iran, while everybody's watching the Strait, while everybody's watching the oil prices go up, Israel is slowly taking full control over Lebanon and Beirut with a ground invasion.
Now, look where they are, right on the Mediterranean. They want that oceanfront property.
That's where I was going to go with this. This has nothing to do with Hezbollah. This has everything to do with Israel's greater project that they want to do. And because, well, they were promised it 3,000 years ago, they believe, and so they can do anything they want to any Christian they want, including in Israel, banning discussions of Jesus Christ with up to 2 years in prison if you talk.
They're passing more laws on that right now.
Right, I'm going to talk about it. So I want to cover that right now. Jared Kushner, he's a Jew ghost. He runs behind the scenes with a lot of this stuff. But I'm going to clarify, Israel always likes to do stuff covertly. They needed a front. They needed a conflict. They needed an operation to push north into Beirut. They've talked about it for years now. Now they have it.
Okay, now let me say something to you. I wasn't going to go into this.
Okay. I don't know why. I got drugged into this.
Okay, now we're both dragged into it again.
I had health articles.
I'm going to cover this a couple of minutes, then we'll go ahead and cut out of it. Zionists assert that Jews have nothing to repent for. In other words, they can do whatever they want to do.
Correct.
And kill as many people. They claim they've suffered enough. They claim that Jews are God, not merely the people of God, but God himself.
Correct.
Therefore, no.
That's what they believe.
That's what they believe. Therefore, no law applies to them. They are their own law. In other words, when they come in and they do this, they consider themselves to be God.
There's no consequence to them.
Yeah. This explains fundamental feature of modern Zionistic movement, which relies not only Israel, but on the vast number of secular Jews, liberal Jews, atheistic Jews, communist Jews, capital Jews. Goes on and on and on. Now, precisely because they collectively, individually, are now the Mashiach, which means that they have become their own savior. Each of them can calmly engage in sacred betrayal while not sinning against their essence. This is an imminent messianism in which the concepts of the Mashiach and the Jews themselves have swapped places. Zionists no longer wait for Mashiach, their savior, which is the Antichrist. They themselves are Mashiach, and therefore there is no one and nothing left to wait for to assert world domination and build their Israeli state, disregarding the local population at any cost. They used to believe that the Antichrist had to arise and come out on the temple steps, and they still believe that, and they will do that once they assert themselves. But they felt he could not, and until he came back, they could not repossess Palestine. That's what their Talmud said, but they broke that. That's because of Sabbatai Zevi, what he taught, because he taught everything basically is, you know, an inversion. This is served by the formal prohibition on criticizing Zionism that operates in some American states where anti-Zionism is equated with anti-Semitism. If we look closely, we notice that the state of Israel itself wages war against Semites, that is, against Palestinians, Arabs, who are pure Semites. Moreover, Zionist ideology cannot even be fully called Jewish because it is based on the refutation of the basic principles of Judaism. If there's no waiting for their Messiah, then what is their Judaism? What is it about Judaism is here. The very existence of the state of Israel in the eyes of the Zionists prove that they are the Mashiach. In other words, the state would had not have risen. They attribute all credit for its creation exclusively to themselves and to their networks. Since they succeeded, they believe it was done with God's help. Then only one step remains. That's to blow up the mosque, the Al-Shida Mosque, in Israel, and proceed to build a third temple, which is precisely what the extremist Zionist group, the Temple Mount Faithful Movement, calls for. Enormous funds from Christian churches, I'm adding this, have been allocated for research and to take down the temple and to rebuild the third temple. Since Zionists have such a profound metaphysical underpinning, taming it with the UN appeals or futile cries, let's make peace, let's make respect human rights, is pointless. Now, the crazy part about this is, I went to a seminar years ago with Doug Hagman over in Orlando. Austin was with me. Joe was still alive at that time. And there was a lady there who was bringing up money for the Temple Fund. And we went and we talked to her, and I told her some of the stuff I'm telling you right now. And she looked at me, and Austin will tell you this, she had glazed eyes like this. She had no idea. She wasn't hearing one single, she's selling Israeli flags and all the rest at this Patriot Conference in Orlando. I couldn't believe it. And there was no talking to her. She wasn't going to hear it, because she was completely and totally brainwashed from the Scofield Reference Bible. This is the country of the Antichrist. That's what Israel is. The Bible tells us that. The Antichrist is coming from Israel, and we are facilitating that, and we're allowing this to go on. And Trump is so deeply compromised. I have to agree with Whoopi Goldberg on this. He's not just compromised. He's bought and paid for by Wilbur Ross in 1989 through Rothschild, Inc., when they got him out of bankruptcy. The problem with all of this stuff is, he's running the world's largest nuclear arsenal and military. This is a nightmare. And now he can do whatever he wants to do. The problem is, Austin, they have underestimated Iran and all their stored munitions underground. And they don't know what to do because they keep getting all these doggone raids every night. And Israel and also Tel Aviv has got a lot of stuff burning right now. And now they're targeting Jerusalem. The problem is that, you know, they started this mess because they control Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is right. Israel would have done this without him, and that would have dragged us into it. We've gotten into it either way. But the problem is, why don't we just stay out of it either way, Austin? This is not our poop-throwing monkey. That's not what we have here. We don't own this monkey, and why in the world do we keep feeding it, Austin?
Because Israel could have never gotten away with carpet bombing Beirut and taking it over if they did not have a precipitating incident with the United States starting the conflict with Iran.
Well, now Israel, here's what's going to happen.
Well, that's why we jumped in at first.
I know Netanyahu. I told you I had lunch with him with a bunch of other people years ago. About 12 of us were there with him. I will say this about the guy. He's as slimy as a slug dipped in oil. I mean, this guy is bleh, all right? Here's the problem. Here's what's going to happen, Austin. Here's what's going to happen. This whole thing's going to turn into this giant poop show, just like it's done. And all the stuff in Israel's going to get damaged. And here's what Israel's going to say. Donald Trump started this. We came to the aid of the United States in this war. We need money to rebuild Jerusalem now. And we need money to build Beirut. We need money.
And Gaza. Remember, we just put $5 billion into the Board of Peace deal. Donald Trump did. I talked to us 2 weeks ago. We put $5 billion towards repairing Gaza already. First country. Because, you know, Trump and Netanyahu are on the Board of Peace to rebuild Gaza. That's,
you know what's funny about this? You know, don't get me. I didn't like Joe Biden. I mean, he pooped in his pants on the platform.
Yeah, he was a joke.
No, he was completely senile, okay? But he was completely irrelevant. He wasn't running anything. The thing with Donald Trump is people really think he's running the show right now, and he's just a doggone, he's not the man behind the curtain.
That is the irony behind it. with Biden is even the Democrats knew Biden's not running anything.
No.
He was a figure puppet just walking around and depends on stage all the time, and nobody even took him seriously. The problem is this MAGA group now behind Trump, they really think, they're like, oh, no, he's playing 58-dimensional chess now. You don't understand what's going to happen with Iran. He's going to do all this, and he's going to make everything controlled over there, and he's going to make it. Dude, well, Iran is a giant hornet's nest.
What the Zionists have realized, remember, this is not their first coup d'etat here in the world. They've done this before with Lucifer back with Genesis Step 6, but they weren't called Zionists then. They were basically the Kabbalist group back then. You know, I'm not going into that today. And what's interesting about this is when you look at it, you realize this isn't their first rodeo. And they know the one thing they have to do, they have to break up national sovereignty.
That's exactly right.
That's why they listen to me for a second. They had to put Biden in place. They had to open up all of those portals all the way through Mexico, yep. The Darien Gap and all the rest. We're run by Jewish organizations, by the way. And they had to do all of this stuff to bring in, Trump said 20 million people, because they had to bring, you can't even go talk English now at Walmart. The whole country, we used to be, you know, this is great. We love it. This is, we're Americans. Now it's like, we don't know what we are anymore, Austin. We are so fractured because of DEI. We are so fractured because of immigration. We are so, you can't say, well, that guy's dressed like a woman. He looks like a weirdo. No, you can't say that. That's hate speech. You go to jail. And you're like, I just pointed out he's got a beard. He's walking around in a miniskirt. It's nauseating. Doesn't matter. You can't say that. Well, he doesn't even try to pretend like he's a girl. He's just wearing he looks like Klinger on MASH times 100. This is awful. But remember, Klinger on MASH was a foreshadowing. Yeah. They knew what they were going to do 30, 40 years, 50 years later. You know, Klinger used to run around trying to get a Section 8 all the time. You know, he won't come in with a wedding dress on. And Hawkeye said to him the other night, he goes, Klinger, you got a nice wedding dress. He goes, thank you. He said, but you got to do something. He goes, you got to wear a slip underneath it. I can see through it with the light behind you. That's what he said. I just started laughing. I thought, this is pretty funny. But he was making a joke about it. But guess what? It's not a joke anymore. These people really have come out because of all the hormonal stuff they've done. Because remember, they believe they get reincarnated. That's what these Kabbalists believe. And they believe that their closest expression they can have to God is to be an hermaphrodite or transgender. And the closer you get the population to become the transgender, the closer they are to God. That's why they have all these brothels in downtown Tel Aviv with all these sick sexual things that can go on down there. Because they don't want you to be straight. They don't want you to be, a guy that basically likes women or a woman that likes guys. They want you to be hermaphrodite. And that's what their whole, it's a religion for these people. And that's why they push it like they push. And when you see it, you understand and you start to realize they have become their own Messiah. And now they consider themselves to be God because they suffered enough and they can do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. They can shoot Palestinian children for sport and it's okay. When's the last time one of these soldiers that did that went to prison, Austin? They don't even prosecute them.
For that, how many times have we had IDF get busted making gang rape videos as far as with their Palestinian prisoners? I mean, that's happened over... There's an entire Wikipedia page to documented incidences that have occurred with IDF torturing, killing, and raping Palestinian and other Christian prisoners they have. I mean, documented. The UN's addressed it. And then every time it happens, Netanyahu goes, anyone that is found releasing these videos will be punished. What about the people that made the gang rape videos? Oh, well, but we're not addressing that right now. We should find out who's disseminating these videos. It's nauseating to me that people actually still...
You know, Jimmy Trafficking, he told everybody, he said that Israel controls both houses of the both houses, and he said they control America.
Anyway,
and then they put him in prison.
Yeah,
and then he got out, and supposedly a tractor rolled over on him. He died, and I'm not saying that tractors don't roll over on people because tractors are dangerous as crap. Man, I've had one roll over on me before, but I have.
You gotta watch inclines,
especially with inclines. I'm dangerous. But the point is, I mean, it's just unreal that this is actually happening, and we're sitting here watching it in slow mo. Actually, okay, let's do a health article.
I got a great article I want to cover this morning. It says a surprising way older brains can still grow stronger.
Oh, I went to the doctor yesterday. Had a little checkup.
How are you doing?
You know what he told me? What
did he tell you?
He said my chart was not right.
Your chart was not right. Huh. What's wrong with your chart?
He says he didn't believe the age on it.
Oh, really?
And he looked at me and goes, I've never seen anybody your age in your shape that takes zero drugs and zero medications, ever. Made me feel
pretty impressive, bro. I'm proud of you. That's good. That's pretty cool.
Made me feel kind of good. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. He just looked at me. He says, I can't believe you're 70 years old.
That's pretty impressive.
And I said, well, thanks. He said, the girls can't believe you're 70 years old. Nobody believes you're 70 years old. And I said, that's why they asked you for your driver's license to make sure it was you. And I started laughing at him. I said, okay, well, I'm happy. Thanks. But so that's why I wanted to segue that with this.
No, dude,
older brain. Older brains can do good.
Yeah. It says, how to regain a strong mind. Brain functions, including those expected to taper down, can be improved as time goes on, even if decline has begun. It says he pointed out results of a randomized controlled trial of 3,000 adults in the 90s showed lasting results among participants who trained for cognitive speed using video games. They were 25% less likely to be diagnosed with dementia in the next two decades. This is interesting. He said learning a new language or an instrument, playing light sports, especially team activities, has the same effect. You have to strategize. You have to interact with people. You have to respond to a ball coming towards you. He goes, noting that pickleball is a great example. He says another one is dancing, which affects mood and cognitive function involving complex motor skills, social skills, and the senses. The benefits are available to everyone. And he goes on to say here, aging brain has a lot to do with how you basically focus and what you think and how you determine things and how much you basically look at the positive or the negative. This is interesting right here. He says the medical community until recently denied there's any relationship between lifestyle and memory problems, and that's what so many people have heard from doctors before. Many people think that there isn't a pill to fix it. You can't fix it. You basically have to just get older. And he said there's nothing superhuman behind it. He was just about mind, engaging in mental stimulating activities and hobbies and basically staying away from metabolic diseases such as diabetes and heart disease, meaning you got to eat clean, exercise, and take your supplements. I don't know. It sounds kind of like we've been talking about this for a bit.
Forever.
Staying active, staying socially active, keeping your brain engaged, eating proper foods, staying away from toxins, and making sure you don't get these metabolic diseases like diabetes and heart disease, which in most cases are preventable with proper supplementation and a healthy lifestyle. Then he says a dose of desperation helps. What motivates most people to make change, he said, is seeing positive results of one small change or the transformation of another. Changing habits and mindsets has been built over decades is hard, and many people are unwilling to do it. Just listen to this. He noted, particularly now, people are addicted to quick fixes and instant results. They are. This is why GLP-1s and Ozempic has blown up so much. Because everybody wants to go, I don't want to eat clean. I sure as heck don't want to exercise. I don't want to put down my potato chips and my MSG-laden, junk and my diet sodas. I just want to take a little insulin pen injection twice a week and I can lose weight. Well, how's that working out for everybody now with pancreatic disease and thyroid cancer and all these other health problems? I've told people before, if that's something where you actually are like morbidly obese and you've got some serious issue with diabetes and blood sugar, and a doctor prescribes you to use that under his care with a drug, that's up to you. But using these Ozempic drugs to try to lose weight because you don't want to make any personal changes, that is a very, very sloppy way to go in most cases. And that's exactly what it says here. It says most people don't want to change habits that have been built over decades. Transformation isn't easy. You've got to retrain your brain. How you think, how you talk, how you eat, and how you respond, and how you engage with things. And once you start changing those, it's an overall lifestyle change. This is what Dan and I have said so many times. It's not a diet. I don't eat on a diet. I'm never on a diet. That's back in the day when I used to compete. I've been on a diet in a long time. It's a lifestyle choice of eating certain foods, living a certain way, staying away from certain toxins, and that's just your lifestyle.
And avoiding certain people. I'm going to say this.
Yeah, that's true, too.
No, listen to me.
Especially the downers that always want to bring you down.
Last night, I had some old friends of mine that I've known for 30 years come over. It was great. Had a great time. Great people. Great Christian couple. And they basically had a tragedy happen to them a few years ago. And we sat and we talked. And the thing about it is that, as we were leaving, it was about 8:30. The guy says, well, I'm an old guy now. I'm exhausted. I've got to go get my sleep. And he starts confessing all this negative stuff. And I said, whoa, stop that. Why are you speaking that?
Very much, exactly.
I said, I'm older than you are. I feel great. I'm full of energy. He goes, well, you got like the ever-ready bunny. I said, well, yeah, I feel great. I feel good. I take my supplements. And we talked, for hours. We talked about a lot of scripture. It was really a really great, great dinner. And the crazy part about it is I've realized that you got to stay away from the naysayers.
You got to stay away from the people. Well, I'm 50 years old and everything's going to go downhill.
What the heck does that even mean? Why are you speaking death and disease over yourself? Don't do that.
Well, I wonder how many medications I'll be on by the time I'm 51.
And you're like, why are you saying that? You know, I mean, I haven't been to the doctor in so many years. It was ridiculous. The crazy part about it is that that's one of the reasons I believe that I'm as healthy as I am, because I avoid all those medications. And I told him yesterday, my blood pressure was a little bit up. It was like 140 over one, you know, about over 70, I think. And he goes, what's going on? I said, well, we almost got into two accidents driving over here today.
There you go. Yes.
I wasn't driving. But the people in Lakeland drive like maniacs.
Well, the problem is, if you've noticed now, it's too overpopulated for the roadways, too.
No, I mean, it was
Everything's just, it's too compacted over there.
And he goes, well, he said, your blood pressure's not high. I said, no, it's not high. It's never high. It's like usually 120 over 65. And I said, but you know, when I almost get into an accident, it makes it easier to get a little elevated.
Cortisol.
And plus, I've had a purple stick that I really wasn't planning on having before I came
right
here
to see
you. So that's some green tea, you know, caffeine. Well, you're still excellent condition. I said, thank you. But the point is, you know, and we learned this too, Austin. If you stay away from old people who are always talking about dying,
there you go.
I'm just being blunt, okay? I'm getting ready for my funeral. There's something wrong with you? Nope, but I know I'm going to die soon. You're like, what is wrong with you? Why don't you say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad. And I will be productive all the days of my life. And I'm looking forward to being here with my family and my friends and my loved ones for another 25, 30 years. Why don't you say that? Well, I'm already 70. Well, so am I. So what? I don't care about that. You very rarely ever hear me speak about my age. I'm doing it today because Austin brought about the thing about the brain. But the point is, it doesn't have to be something.
But it's in a positive manner, though.
No, it's positive. Yeah. I mean,
it's funny you talk about that as far as, you know, I talk about this all the time. We both do as far as speech, discussions, topics, mindset, focus. It's one of my great friends, Dexter. He's had my back to a lot of stuff over the last couple of years. You know, over the last year, I spent more time with him. He's helped me out through stuff, and I've helped him. And, you know, about a year and a half ago, I started kind of coaching him a little bit because he was constantly talking about broke. I mean, he's fine. I talk about this. You know, well, I can't do that. I don't have money for that. I'm broke.
No, you can't.
Every time we do it, I said, no, you're not. I said, you're blessed. I said, everything you touch turns to gold. Money multiplies itself in your pocket. And he goes, well, I don't know. I said, no. I said, just do me a favor. Humor me. Write down your top 25 goals. Start reading them every day. And when something pops up and you have a problem, you have an issue, you have a problem that you can't fix at the time, say, you know what? I'm going to find a solution to this. I'm going to do something positive. And he started doing it. And then I said, it started making little changes. You know, when gold was or silver was at 25 an ounce, 30 an ounce, I said, you know, you get an extra couple dollars in your pocket, go order some silver. Go buy some things that basically can invest in. And sure enough, it was funny. Yesterday he was talking about it, and he was basically talking about, I'm doing this, and he was super positive. And he goes, you know, Austin, it's funny. He goes, over the last year, I've been doing what you're saying, and I'm getting unbelievably successful now. Everything's positive. I'm in a great mood, and everything's starting to line up the way I want it to be. And I said, imagine that. Power of life and death is in the tongue, both.
We cover this in Angel Wars.
Yeah.
Here's what we are. We're basically in a holographic matrix right now that we're allowed to program.
Yeah.
Now, listen to me. Now, we're talking quantum mechanics.
Code. Right? Okay? Code.
We're writing code by whether we speak.
Yep. The words you say are the code you write.
And so when you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you hear me say it all the time. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Austin just said to Dexter, says now money multiplies itself in my wallet. Everything I touch turns to gold. I can do all things through Christ. All of a sudden, that's the code you're writing. In this holographic energy field that we're in. So God gave it. He says, ask what you would give. Ask what you would. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And I'm going to give it to you. That's positive and negative, by the way. You start speaking negative crap over yourself, you're going to write that code.
That's why I said, Jesus says power of life and death. They're both there. The option's there. Yeah. Pick life. Pick death.
You pick it.
They're the mouth.
So like I told last night when the man was telling me that he was getting old and blah, 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 had to go to bed. And I'm like, think about that. Everything you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, period, because that's the way I want it to be.
Yeah.
I'm always at the right place in the right time, every time, because that's the way I want it to be.
Well, here's how you're phrasing.
You're writing code.
It's 9 o'clock tonight. I got a super productive day tomorrow. I got a lot of stuff lined up, and I'm going to finish the week off really strong. I got to get in bed really early tonight, so we're going to have to cut loose early.
That's right.
There you go.
Not how old and decrepit you are.
Yeah, I said the same thing. I got to go to bed.
Ziegler taught me one other thing. Let me give you one more little hack here. He said this in one of his audio tapes. He said, never say, I don't have the money.
There you go.
Now, you listen to me for a second. Don't ever say that.
No. Even if you don't.
And no, here's what he said. He goes, never run around with an empty wallet.
Yeah.
He said, keep at least $100. He says, if you're going to take the wallet, if you're not going to use the $100, just fold it up a little knot and hide it in there.
Yeah, but
it's always in there.
You had me do that when I was a kid. I think I had a 20 at the time. And he said, you always keep a 20 in this pocket. Don't touch it unless you need it for an emergency. No matter what. I always had $20 in my wallet.
Yep. And people would say this, and that way, if somebody says to you, could you do this? As a prudent business investor and as a prudent businessman, I don't consider that to be a good investment of my time, my money, or my resources. I never say I can't afford it.
There you go.
Now, you think, well, you're being silly. No, and I'm not normally this direct with you about this, but I'm telling you, it changes everything. Everything. I remember I knew a guy in Tallahassee, and you guys are laughing at me because you know when I say that what I'm talking about. But I knew a guy in Tallahassee long ago, and he was praying, and he was praying spiritual, biblically based affirmations, and his ex-wife walked in. They were still married at the time, and he was praying out loud. You got to pray out loud because remember, you have to hear the words. They have to come back through your brain to reprocess through the reticulator activator. It's complicated, but we can do another show on that. And then what ends up happening is then it starts to create physical reality. So he's praying all this stuff, and he's in his 20s. He's basically, you know, at that point he wasn't struggling, but he was trying to build a future. And she came in and started laughing at him. She thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever seen. Where'd you get that? And he goes, well, it's from the Bible. And I've read all these articles and all these people that have done this, and they've all become really successful. And she goes, well, that's the silliest thing I ever heard. Now she's criticizing the Word of God.
There you go.
Guys, don't do that. That gets sad. That goes sideways quick. And eventually they end up getting divorced. The problem is that how could light have come in the darkness? How can salt and fresh water flow from the same spring? How could you hang out with a friend that wants to go to a strip club with you every weekend and get drunk and do drugs with you when you know it's not the right thing to do according to what God says? Whoa, how about that? How about we don't hang out with the people that drag us down, that are unbelievably negative? They're always coming to you to ask you for money.
What I was about to say, that's the thing you'll notice. The more positive, the more healthier mentally and physically you become, you'll notice that your tolerance for BS gets way lower.
The intolerance.
Yeah.
It gets way higher.
Yeah, exactly. What I say by that is you'll notice once you get around people that start acting really negative and they're always putting everything down, they're always putting themselves down, it's like a negative magnet. Negative, you're just like, God, okay.
Drags you into the ditch.
If you don't want to make changes, if you don't want to basically take any of my advice, obviously I'm coming from a position of knowledge on this. I run a supplement company. I've been doing it for almost 20 years now. If I'm giving you some advice, if you're complaining to me about your gut problems and you're saying your gut hurts and you're having all these stomach digestive problems and you're not processing your food properly and you feel horrible, and I'm saying, hey, my opinion, I'd run a GHI cleanse fast for 3 days and jump on the multiple powder and the magnesium after that, and this should help out with this situation. And they come up with 50 excuses why they can't do it. But they always have enough money to go to the bar, or they always have enough money to go out to eat dinner, or they always have money to go to the casino, or they always have money to go screw off with something else, but they never have enough money to get themselves better, but they always want to complain about it. Those people stay away from them unless they want to make real changes and you can actually help them.
I used a metaphor years ago. It's been years since I talked about this. I'll talk about it real quick, do a quick synopsis of it. You know, when I was a kid, I used to dig, you know, deadfalls for drunks to fall into.
Yeah, the deadfalls.
I'm not joking. I don't want to detail with that, but I was like 8 years old, right? Trying to catch people coming to the bar, covered with moss, had to fall in. My mom raised cane.
The liability.
Unbelievable.
Broken ankle.
Well, I'd been watching Tarzan with Johnny Mueller. I saw deadfalls. That'd be fun.
At least
right?
You put spikes in the bottom.
No, I thought about it.
Of course you did.
But I thought, I can't do that. You know, but it's just, you know, I'm 8 years old. I'm in a theta brainwave state. Yeah. I'm having fun, right? And I'm bored out of my
Tarzan.
Mind. I dig a 4-foot hole. I had to climb out of it. It's hard to get out. And I was 4 feet deep, like 4 feet deep. I'm trying to crawl out of it. No, it was awful. I didn't kill anybody. But here's the thing that I talked about before. Let's say you're out in the jungle and you got a friend with you. Now I'm doing metaphorical here. Yeah. And there's a deadfall that's 20 foot across and it's 20 foot deep. In fact, if you watch that one movie, Apocalypto, remember that?
Wow, that's
it starts raining and she's down in that hole. It starts filling up with water. She's about to give birth. She's about to drown. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because they're in that hole. So you got a friend that basically is always falling into deadfall. He's always in a ditch.
Yeah.
You're always throwing him a rope. You're always trying to help him out. And every time he turns around, he makes more decisions.
Falls back in another hole.
No, it never ends because he hangs out with the wrong people. The Bible says very carefully, avoid bad company. Bad company corrupts good character. Show me your friends. Listen to me. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future. Yeah. You guys are our friends. You listen to us, and you try to do what we tell you to do, and you love God with all of your heart, and you seek Jesus, I'll show you your future. It's going to be great, better than you ever thought. But if you don't, if you hang out with the wrong people that are dragging you back into that ditch, here's what happens. So now you look down at your buddy down there. Now the doggone thing's 30 feet deep.
Yeah.
Okay, and now he's got now it's filling up with quicksand on top of everything else. And he's got like 40 bags of luggage with him. All the trash in his life that he won't let go of and won't stop associating with. So you drop one of those old grove ladders. We had these old grove ladders because those trees used to be 30 feet tall.
Slap up.
No, there's one piece. And then you drop them down into the hole, and you're looking at it, and you're going, okay, so it barely reaches the top. You run down there and go, okay, come on, let me go. We got to go up the ladder. And I got my bag.
Yeah, I got this piece of luggage. Grab this luggage. He goes, I don't want your luggage.
No.
Give me your hand.
You give me
your,
let's go. And he goes, well, I can't do it. I got my five ex-wives. I got my dogs. I have dogs that have to sleep on the bed with me every night and cats that have to crawl all over me all the time. I got dogs. I got pets. I spend thousands of dollars a year in maintaining these animals. Well, you're broke. You're homeless. Oh, I don't care. I got me a dog. I've seen this. Okay. And I'm like, okay. And don't get me wrong. I love pets. I love dogs. Okay. Cats, good outside.
I got a big old behemoth of a dog. They're cool. But you also have to balance out lifestyle.
Somebody's got to pay for their lifestyle. Somebody's got to pay for the vet bills.
The food.
And so all of a sudden he goes, well, I got to have all this stuff. And I'm like, it's filling up with quicksand. If we don't get out of here, we're not going to live. We're going to die. Now you got quicksand at your ankles. You're like, I got to go. This ladder's going to start sinking in the quicksand. And he goes, well, okay, all right. Well, just so you start crawling up the ladder. You're carrying him. He's got his five bags. And finally, you're going, man, I got an unbelievable bicep pump. I can't do this. My arms are breaking.
I can't do this forever.
I said, shake the dog bags loose. I can't shake the bags loose. And I said, if you don't shake the bags loose, I got to shake your butt loose. I can't deal with this. You can't drag me back into this ditch. I ain't dying with you. And the guy goes, but you don't understand. I'm like, get the heck off me. I'm done. And you run up the ladder, and you watch him sink into the mire, and you hear him gurgling as he goes under, and you're like, what in the hell just happened? And you realize these were all the choices that he made. And I use hell very real here. It was hell that dragged him into that ditch.
And here's the thing. Unwillingness to change. That's the biggest thing you got to take from that, because everybody falls in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
We've all fallen in holes. We've all stepped in quicksand. We've all stepped in deadfalls. If you haven't stepped in one, you got a halo to adjust over here.
Well, I've stepped
Here's
in
the difference. After you fall in a deadfall, what's the next step once you get out?
You mark it.
That's exactly right. And you say, look for other deadfalls now.
Yeah.
And you're walking, you say, there's one. There's one. There's one. Mark those. I'm not doing that again. If you have somebody you help, and they really want to change, and you can coach them, and you can encourage them, and they make changes. And then when they get out, they say, hey, Austin, there's a deadfall right there. Ah, now you got a group of friends that are now spotting deadfalls together. Now you start doing things, and you go, I'm spotting you on this, you're spotting me on that, and you have another friend. And then you start having groups of friends that come together, and they constantly go, we can do this, don't fall in these holes. We all got different experiences. That's how you build long relationships like this. But the friends that constantly want to hang on you and go, there's no thing as a deadfall, I'm going to run through it. You go, whoa, don't do that. I don't care, I'm not listening to you. You don't know anything. Whoop, down another deadfall. Drag them back out, they get out. Thanks for getting me out, man. Thanks for helping me out again. I'm going to go run across this strip again. Dude, now we're getting to a landmine field.
Yeah, that's right.
Now it's not deadfalls anymore. Now we're at landmines. I don't care. They run through it. They get hit by a landmine. And you go, then I've had friends die. And you go, I told you it's a landmine field, bro. I can't do everything for you. Same thing when it comes to health. You keep telling somebody. They keep going to the hospital with Crohn's disease. I don't know what to do. My gut's inflamed. You probably need to stop eating 3 or 4 pounds of luncheon meat pork every day. No, I'm not doing that. I like my pork.
That's right.
It's going to cause colorectal cancer.
No.
It's going to cause it.
Yeah.
Then they come to you 5 years later. They go, I don't know what to do. I got colorectal cancer. And you go, I told you it's a landmine field, dude.
Yeah, I had a guy come and talked to me the other day. He's coming down with cancer for the fourth time. And I said to him, you haven't been on my preventive program. Yes, I have. I said, no, you haven't. If you had been, you wouldn't have cancer again. He goes, what do you mean by that? I'm like, bud, you're still eating wrong. You're still taking Walmart supplements. I said, you don't get anything from us because we make the best stuff in the world. And I know you're nothing. You're not on the books. I know you're not following the protocol. And I said, there's all kinds of natural things you do to keep your immune system strong. And you wouldn't be coming down with cancer all the time. He goes, well, this type of cancer I have cannot be cured. That's a lie from hell.
That's a fact.
That's a lie from hell. And he said, and so I told Austin the other day, I said, he's probably got 6 months to 12 months and that's it. Because his body can only do that so much.
Yeah.
You can only go to the point of death so much with chemotherapy, radiation.
Exactly.
Surgery,
that's what I was going
to
say.
Destroying your liver.
Understand, chemotherapy is a equally assured destruction of everything.
It kills
cancer, but it kills every other living being in your body.
It
kills everything. You take your body right to the verge of death to where the cancer basically can't function anymore and the cancer goes away while the other organs are about to collapse and then you have to rebuild. The problem is, like you said, your body only handles that a couple times.
Two examples. I had a guy come over years ago. He's a painter. Good painter. But he had all these personal problems. Teeth breaking out. He's getting in fights all the time. He's probably in his early 30s. And finally, I took him aside. Good painter. John Austin knows him. And I said to him, I said, dude, why are you doing this? He goes, doing what? I said, you're a great painter. I said, you're hanging out with the wrong people. And I was by myself with him. He got real defensive at first. I said, why are you getting defensive, man? We're by ourselves. I'm giving you some advice. And about 10 years later, I see him again. Man, he's got a big crew. He's doing work all over the state. He's super wealthy. And he goes, you know, I listen to you.
Yeah.
You were right.
He just took care of my house the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've got another guy who's a contractor. He had a real problem with alcohol. He worked out with me 30 years ago. And he worked out a year here every day. And he saw how we lived. And finally, he said, okay. And he called me the other day and says, you know, it's you who did this. You're the one who changed and saved my life. He says, I saw that there's another way that you can live. I had a housekeeper one time. She was working for me and Sharon. And after about 6 months, she quit. She said, I realize that I don't have to live with some guy who beats me every day.
Well, no, she wasn't referred to you as far as
no, no. Sorry. She had a boyfriend who
yeah, there you go.
She had a boyfriend who was beating her every day. And she says, I'm leaving. I'm moving.
Yeah,
I'm leaving the state.
Yeah.
And I laughed at her. And I said, well, okay, great. And she goes, no, you don't understand. I see how you and Sharon live.
Yep.
I see how your marriage is. And I realize that's possible now.
Yep.
She goes, I never realized it was possible. And I told her, I said, no, it is. But you've got to be willing to give 100% in both directions. And if you've got somebody, all they want is beat you and take. Make you work all the time, take your money and stay around, stay drunk and stoned. It ain't getting any better. She goes, I realize that now. Now, I don't know what happened to her, but she left right away and she gave us 2 weeks notice. But the point is, there's a better way, it tells us in the Bible. There's a better way to live. We live in the prosperity of what God gives us, the joy. If you've got kids that are a nightmare, just cut them loose until they grow up. You don't have to support that. I've got a friend of mine who had a kid. He kept giving him money. He died of a heroin overdose. And the guy asked me, because I knew all these people, who enabled this crap? This kid was basically well-fed, well-groomed, well-everything, but he's got thousands of needle tracks. Somebody has paid him for decades to do this. It was his father. The Bible says, don't be a willing party to your son's death. It says that in the Proverbs. Because this has been a problem the whole long. You got a trust fund baby, nepotism baby, like Jared Kushner. There's your segue. And the guy, oh, I can do everything I want to do. I can just go ahead and just take us to World War III. We're good. Let's have fun. No, the guy's a nutbag. What has he ever done on his own? The only thing he's done is use his family's money. He's never done anything. Buys 666 Fifth Avenue over there, you know, that doggone satanic building or whatever. You can't even make this crap up. It's the nepotism babies. And you drag these people into a leadership position.
Yeah, with no accountability.
All they do is drag you back into their ditch. And you see it over and over and over. And that's why look, Donald Trump was a trust fund baby. Wilbur Ross had to buy him out of bankruptcy in 89 when he worked for Rothschild Inc. And now all of a sudden they own him lock, stock, and barrel. And whatever Israel says to do, snap the whip. He's going to do it. Oh, let's go attack Iran. It'll be fun. Kushner said it'll be fun. We'll be a party for the weekend. Yeah, okay. It's turned into a real party now. I mean, it's a nightmare, Austin.
Well, I saw earlier. Now Iran has said basically because they're going scorched earth. They said any ships that run through the strait, they are going to be targeted now.
They're saying, have fun with $200 a barrel oil. That's what they said this morning on Strush.
See, the thing is, Iran knows they can't target F-35s. They don't have the technology to target Gen 5.
We've taken it out.
They can't target Gen 5 aircrafts. They know they can't do it. So now they're just going scorched earth. That's okay. You guys want to keep bombing us? Any ship that we see in sight of the strait, We're going to basically bomb them. We're setting mines out. And we're going to target them. Have fun with that. And here's the problem. This is what I was reading about the article earlier from a business standpoint. It's not that Iran has to go and blow up every ship and start having big oil problems. Here's the problem. All they have to do is make every ship that tries to go through the strait uninsurable. Only a couple ships have to get hit for every single marine as far as
drop policies.
They'll drop policy. They'll say, your insurance policy is now void, which they can do. You're too high risk. You run through the Strait of Hormuz. We're done. That happens. Nobody gets oil through the strait anymore. And that's the fifth largest oil transfer in the entire world through that strait. That's the issue. Nobody wanted.
The thing about that.
Unless what their play is they want to try to basically pull more oil out of Venezuela. The problem is the infrastructure is not there in Venezuela yet.
It's not spooled back up yet. The thing about it, the narrowest point in the Strait of Hormuz is 22 miles across, which you can't see across it.
Right.
Okay? But I'm going to say something. You fly across Lake Okeechobee, it's like 27 miles. You can see both sides. I mean, I'm talking at 10,000 feet. It's easy to see both sides of Lake Okeechobee.
Well, yeah, because there's the high.
No, let me finish. But remember, when you set your cruise control on the airplane, your autopilot, and you set your trim, and you're flying across at 10,000 feet, you're supposed to gain 500 feet as you fly off the planet. Just saying, all right?
Let's stop.
So the narrowest point of the Strait of Hormuz is 22 miles. So you're supposed to gain 500 feet of water on the curvature. It doesn't happen. Interesting, right? But we won't go there today. But the crazy part about this is you can't see across the Strait of Hormuz. It's 22 miles from ground level.
Right.
Unless you have a set of binoculars. You see easily across.
Well, yeah.
But you're not supposed to because it's 500 feet drop.
Stop.
But the point is that you can see easily across there. But the point is if you take a laser and you go from one side to the other, you'll see it perfectly. Yeah. But you can't see across because of the curvature.
Okay, where are you going with this?
The thing is this. But there are sandbars and other places. There's navigable channels through there. I don't know how wide they are. That's the problem. Now it's bottlenecked. They're backed up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be difficult for. Now their ships are running into each other. Ships striking is surging as they're hitting each other over there because the captain is going, we're going to go through first before they put a landmine field out. Boom, boom, boom. They start banging around.
Then they start hitting sandbars.
So the problem with it is that it's causing uncertainty in the fiscal markets. This is eggs.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
This is $12 a dozen eggs.
Why do you think?
The same people did the same thing to the eggs.
Diesel fuel was $3.89, right? I looked at it right when this conflict started 2 weeks ago. It's $5.20 now. Nobody's taken delivery of any oil that's been out on the market at that price. It hasn't hit the market
yet. It hasn't hit the refineries yet.
They're
still on the ships.
But yet it's already $1.40 a gallon up. Who do you think makes the money?
The boys that breathe free air.
Ah, there you go. Ding, ding, ding. You get the winner. You get the teddy bear. Where's it at? You won. They knew what they were doing with this. They always profit on both sides. And that was one of the entire things. Now you're going to see ExxonMobil, basically all these ones. They're going to make hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in net profit, probably this quarter, when you start having this lives level price go up exponentially this fast on fuel. And, yeah, you want to see this nonsense, but at the end of the day, that's why we're doing the best we can. And this won't affect Health Masters much as far as with fuel prices because I got a lot of my contract prices locked in as far as with futures.
Well, for at least 6 months.
Now, if it goes on, it might. But now, this is another reason, too. Let me explain this.
Talk about the priority shipping.
Yes.
This
I was
important.
Say, the VIP shipping. Now, this is something that's really important. I want you guys to listen to me. Priority Mail, American Express, or not American Express, Priority Mail is constantly having financial problems. They have for
decades. They can't even deliver mail anymore.
They can't even deliver mail half the time. However, they're still fairly cheap, and that's what we use a lot of times for free shipping because we're not getting a dollar for the shipping. You guys are getting free shipping, so we ship it. However, they're becoming extremely slow.
That's it, with a $150 purchase.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Free shipping on $150 or more. Now, we have the option. Doesn't matter if the order's $5 or the order's $5,000. We have the VIP shipping. It's $19.99. That's guaranteed 3-day. A lot of times it's faster. I had a customer the other day.
Especially in Europe.
They ordered on Thursday. It was a small order. We basically were able to get it on the truck Thursday. The day they ordered their VIP shipping, they had the product on Friday. We got it next day air. Now, if you ship something next day air from Florida to Texas, it's like $70, $80. our contract pricing has given us a big discount on it. It's still costing us money. But at the end of the day, if we can spend a couple more dollars and you're paying the $20 VIP shipping and we're spending a few more dollars and we can get a product to you the next day or second day and not deal with this whole rigmarole with priority mail and we just use UPS, it makes everything unbelievably fast. So if you're interested in that, you could at the checkout, the VIP shipping. Trust me, there's no real upside to us doing it except we no longer have to deal with trying to hunt packages down with priority mail.
Well, we can't now. What we can't do is we can't ship VIP shipping for free with $150. It's too much money.
No, not possible.
We're spending $20, $25, $30 per box. Now, if you order $300 or $400 worth of stuff, it'd help us out, too, as far as VIP shipping. Then you throw the $20, and now you get a big box of stuff that's going to last you for months.
Correct.
And you get it the next day or the following day, especially over in Europe where we use DHL.
That's DHL Express. Now, that's not $19.99. That's a little more, but, it's still...
That's Europe, though.
I've had stuff to Australia in 3 and 4 business days.
For like, what? How was that?
$50.
Yeah. We used to pay $300 or $400.
And it would take 6 weeks to get there.
Yeah, that's true.
So we've got the shipping dialed in. We've got the contracts dialed in. We're doing the best we can. And so thank you for supporting us and not this global retail monopoly like Amazon.
Let me stop for a second. The reason Amazon can get you a delivery in 2 hours is they've got trucks everywhere leaving their warehouses that are basically stocked with the item.
And who subsidized that?
We do.
The United States taxpayers subsidized it with all the contracts that they got through us.
And they charge around $20 a month
for Prime now.
They used to not charge any. Now they charge for Prime. And, you know, it used to be when you just whatever. So now you've got to pay that every single month, whether you order a thing from Amazon or not. And that's how they're able to do that. They pay because they have millions and millions of customers, and they run their trucks. And now they're trying to take business from FedEx.
Oh, yeah.
And from UPS.
Well, they're setting up their own hub. Setting up their own global shipping hub now. The problem they're going to run into is they're going to find a lot of times when you start having these different options on here, everything starts to change. But
here's what they could do, though. They get another $600 million or billion-dollar contract with the Pentagon.
There you go. Yeah.
And it subsidizes that whole work because money's fungible.
Remember,
now they're competing against FedEx, which isn't getting a $600 billion subsidy.
Remember, Amazon suddenly, back in 2012, gets a $650 million contract.
Was it millions? Millions?
That was just to house the CIA servers.
Yeah, right.
Nobody else got the offer. It was a no-bid contract. Amazon, which wasn't even a tech company in 2012.
I misspoke. I said billions.
Yeah.
Million, yeah.
Well, that was for them. But now they have multiple contracts with DOD for over billions of dollars.
Wow.
For chairs and tables. I mean, stupid stuff. And you're like, okay, I don't remember last time I was able to get a no-bid contract
for $1 billion. Unless Amazon is broken up as a monopoly, it's going to dominate everything within 10 years. There'll only be a few people left online that aren't using Amazon.
This is why I've told you guys not to support it the best you can. And quite frankly, if you find a company, there's a product you like on there, contact the company locally.
A lot of the companies don't even give you a phone number, and that's awful.
We do.
We
pick up our phone, and we answer our emails. So if you need anything, healthmasters.com. We're here to give you guys the highest quality supplements. I don't sell trash. I sell the highest top shelf supplements, and I'm not Amazon. I'm going to continue to support you guys. I'm going to speak the truth. I don't know if any Amazon podcasters out there calling out what's going on. Amazon's very leftist leaning on a lot of their ideology as far as what they do. And so this is why I tell people, know who you're supporting. Vote with your dollar. That's the easiest thing you can say. You like a company, you like what they're doing, you like what they stand for, support them. If you don't. But stop this. I want to talk about this, and I want to do this, but I don't want to put any action behind it. I want to keep buying my $8 a coffee Starbucks every single day, but then I want to say I'm anti-abortion, I'm pro-life. Starbucks matches every dollar sent to Planned Parenthood by their employees. You send $100 a week to Planned Parenthood's employee, they match it. There is pro-choice, pro-abortion as it gets. So you can't say I'm pro-life, but yet I buy Starbucks every day.
But I'm a church, so I'm going to put them in my front foyer.
Yeah. Good luck with that one. So multiple on sale. Check it out. Podcast news every day. Healthmasters.com, my friends. Hope you...
Fireside chat show.
So I'll give you guys a great Friday health show tomorrow. We'll do health tomorrow.
Let's do health tomorrow.
We'll do a good show.
I love you. You keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. And you remember something. We love you. Thank you for coming in here and letting us pontificate with you every day. In fact, I think we're going to have a call-in show again every so often. Let you guys know.
Let's do it.
That up. But you guys are amazing to us.
We may have to have a buffer, though. It can't be live. We're going to have to have like a minute buffer on it.
Well, the problem is they won't stop.
Well, it's not that. I can't start ranting.
Well, everything turns into Jews. It's just Jews. I mean, it's okay to talk about that sometimes, but sometimes you got to talk about health, health, health. Hey, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. And remember, if you got to laugh a little bit today, we're here for you every day, Monday through Friday. Love you guys. It's all about Jesus.